Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover with Connor Happer and Mike Schaefer. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
Can we ask him that question?
Hello, Mike.
Schaefer's here.
Blue.
They'll be good at this.
Yeah, so we were talking about Sip loves Blue Bloods.
Big Blue Blood
and
guy.
And he is rooting for Alabama, even with if they have two losses to make the playoff, because he's a sick man.
Yeah, that's there. Yeah.
He's sick. And we talked about what
Schaefer doesn't seem to be okay with that.
He was going through his five Blue Bloods, and you listed Alabama, USC, Notre Dame.
I was going to ask them what they are, but that's fine. Keep going. Alabama,
USC,
Notre Dame, Oklahoma,
and
US.
No, you missed somebody.
Miami.
No, not Miami. Who did we miss?
Texas.
No. Anyways,
let's do it again. No, we're doing it.
Ohio State.
Yes,
that's what it's
Thank
Ohio
you.
State.
Yeah. I think those are all accurate.
Okay,
I don't know.
That's the five.
Yeah, I don't know that there's anybody
well, there could be
that
more
I
than
really
five, right?
Add.
Hey, hold on. He's just let Schaefer finish his thought.
Well, so I think with the connotation of blue blood, you have to have done it for a long time. Like Miami doesn't populate as a blue blood because it occurred in the 80s and the early 90s, and there was nothing before.
I have different
and it
criteria.
Faded pretty hard. Nebraska is no longer a blue blood or is basically losing any sort of blue blood card that it has because it's on a 10-year run of irrelevant.
I disagree because I disagree too. Well,
respectfully,
I just have a different criteria. I think it's how much – I don't know. You can't be that quick to lose it because time isn't that much of a factor for me, like over which periods of time. It's the dominance and – is your program a program that is sustainable at that level regardless of, you know, who your coach is or something like
that? Okay, now hold on. We got to establish something. All I said was those were the five bluest of blue bloods. Those are not the only blue bloods.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, those are not the only
Michigan
blue
has blood. The most wins
Michigan's
of all
a blue
time,
blood.
And he doesn't call them a blue blood.
Or they're,
the,
I did.
Sorry, the bluest. The bluest of blue.
Right.
They have like one national championship.
Yeah, Michigan has a pretty weak history.
Yeah.
You don't think the wins matter?
I mean, they've existed for the longest.
Schaefer's not a Michigan fan. But you would call them a blue blood.
I would put them in the fringe of it, yeah.
I think they're a fringe, too.
Who else belongs in the fringe?
They don't have the national championships to back it up.
I mean, how many national titles? Like, there's programs that have multiple national titles that are not blue bloods.
Yeah, you're not arguing with me. You're arguing with Jake right now.
Having a bunch of wins doesn't necessarily make you a blue blood.
I agree.
So who else is in the fringe of Blue Bloods? Is it more than five in the actual Blue Bloods? Would you add more than what Sip had?
Yeah, I'm saying...
Would you like my list?
The five bluest of Blue Bloods we've established.
We did...
Could you put anybody in there?
I tried to come up with a criteria for this about a year ago, and I came up with this list, and it was basically...
I love Happer. He always has these things ready to
run. Well, he's got a spreadsheet.
I got a list. Yeah, I got a spreadsheet. Happer. So we went back to like 1960, and we picked which programs had won national championships over multiple coaches. And I thought that was a pretty good start. And most of these had won multiple national championships over multiple coaches. Okay. So here's the list. And it includes all the ones that you said. LSU, Clemson, Ohio State, Florida State, Alabama, Florida, Texas, USC, Miami, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Notre Dame.
All blue bloods. Those are all blue bloods.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's good. That's good criteria. LSU's certainly a blue blood. Not the bluest of blue, But
I think I just view LSU so different than everyone else. Pre-Nick Saban, LSU was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were nothing.
No,
they have they have the shortest lifespan of a like program that is viewed as a top five job in the country of anyone.
That's weak true. Blue blood.
I don't think that, but like the time thing, I just don't think that matters as much. I mean,
Schaefer's right about LSU.
Well, I mean, blue blood insinuates that there's a long, rich history. Like that's
it does
that's
insinuate.
The term.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to say that LSU isn't a phenomenal job or a capable or they could ascend into being one of the greatest programs over the next 50 years.
LSU right. may be not a blue blood,
but
and maybe not.
But it's a place even over the last 20 years that it's been proven. That you can go in there and win a
sure.
national
Les
title.
Les Miles yeah. won a national title there.
Right.
Eating grass. I mean,
Ed Orgeron won a national title.
I would actually
there.
Start with Ed Orgeron and then yeah, I would move yeah, to Les yeah. Miles. But it's almost like if you want to just sort of differentiate terms on it, you could use the context of like how people view old money versus new money.
Yeah.
LSU is new money.
For sure.
And Clemson's Oklahoma new money. Is old money.
Clemson's new money,
too.
Clemson but, moved in the neighborhood. And good. We're like, I don't know. I mean, what's this guy Clemson coming in here? You know,
Clemson was pretty good in the '80s.
Yeah, they won a national title.
Danny Ford, 1981.
Yeah,
good job, Shane.
Happer,
it's really good. Happer.
What is Georgia?
I got the list right in front of me. I have ready
Georgia.
For
Georgia is a weird team.
Blue blood. Are they fringe like Nebraska or not?
Weak blue blood.
They're probably a fringe blue blood.
Yeah, fringe blue blood. Light blue. Light blue.
Because
light
they
blue.
Have a long history, but it's not like it's almost a Michigan kind of thing.
Dark blue bloods we established. Georgia, light blue blood. Michigan, light blue blood.
Has Georgia won any? Georgia won a national championship in 1980.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Long time.
Herschel Walker.
And that's it.
41 yeah. years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Georgia's blue, though.
I don't think.
Yeah, no, they're blue. They're blue.
Where's Miami in that?
They're blue.
Absolutely blue.
Yeah,
blue.
Well, who's bluer?
Then Miami or who?
Georgia.
I'd say because of their in the SEC, Georgia's bluer.
Miami, I would hold in one of the highest regards of all of them. To
I know
be
you
honest
do.
With
yeah,
you.
You do.
I just they,
but they're not in the top five. Happer, you can't get them in the top five.
Listen to the coaches that have won national championships at Miami: Howard Schnellenberger, Jimmy Johnson, Dennis Erickson, Larry Coker.
No, you. I got you. They're a blue blood. They're a blue blood. They're not in the top five. Though.
That's what two. Two Hall of Fame coaches. And
well, Schnellenberger's a Hall of Famer for...
Actually, Erickson's probably a Hall of Fame coach, right?
Schnellenberger's a Hall of Famer for, like, a different reason than the rest of Hall of Fame coaches. Like, Schnellenberger is historically awesome because he, like, built these programs
yeah.
and, like, was
well,
the
Well, there's
architect
no Miami
behind.
Without Howard Schnellenberger.
Right, exactly. But not necessarily because he was a historically awesome football coach. You know what I mean?
Dennis Erickson is in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so three of them.
Yeah.
They're right on the... They're right outside the top five. Top 10 probably.
I always have this fascinating question in my mind. Florida, Florida State, Miami. How do you rank
yeah,
these three?
Great question.
Because to me, Florida's the clear number one. And Miami's actually three.
As far as what?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Job?
Yeah, well, job, like, just, yeah, let's just say job.
Not, we're not talking about
Wait,
blue
which one's better? Florida's the
I
best?
I have Florida as a clear number one.
The best job.
I think they have the largest.
I don't think Happer agrees.
I think they have the largest amount of support.
Okay,
I think they
fair.
Probably, of those three, have the best facilities.
Well, I know Florida State doesn't.
And
it's
if
close.
You use those as examples, Miami might be last.
Mm-hmm. It's close.
Miami has the smallest amount of support.
And they don't have great facilities.
And they also have a, like, because of the kind of glory era that they had, the expectation at Miami is sort of insane. Like, every one of their coaches post Larry Coker has, in a Nebraska way, has failed, and that fan base has run them out of town with pitchforks.
But they've all been bad. they haven't made a good hire in 20 years.
They've tried literally everything. They've tried, really good defensive coordinator that was there. They tried Mark Richt. They tried Al Golden. They've tried now Manny Diaz. Like, I don't even know what's left for Miami to try.
Wonder what is left for Miami to try.
And they're not sure they're going to retain Manny Diaz right now. They're still up in the air with that.
Mario Cristobal could be.
And you know what's weird?
That's a good one.
With UCF going to the Big 12, like, in some ways, that job might be better
than
Miami in what, 5 years? If this continues?
I would have a hard time saying that. UCF better Miami? Shave.
The support?
I don't know. What conference are they in?
They're going to the Big 12.
Okay, that helps.
We'll see what happens with the Big 12. But
yeah, that helps.
Florida is definitely a very good job.
Miami and Nebraska have this sort of parallel thing going on where they are both teetering towards mediocrity in their own conference. Mm-hmm. No one views Miami in the same way in 2021 as they did in 2001.
No.
Or even 2010.
But what about Florida State?
The difference between Miami and Nebraska
is... Like on that trajectory, mm-hmm. but they also have more recently played in the college football playoff, won a national title.
It's true.
The Miami Nebraska thing is so interesting to me because Nebraska gets their blue blood status from two coaches, and really it was two of the top five coaches of all time.
That's Bob blue. That's why they're blue,
right? But it then raises the question: is it the coaches or is it the program? And at Miami, you can't necessarily say that because of the quality of coaches that they have won national championships under compared to Nebraska. Mm. Like the argument can be made, Nebraska needs a historically great coach to win a national championship.
Well, part of that is location. I mean, Miami has a big, big
obviously.
Advantage.
Yeah, they have so many advantages over Nebraska in that regard. But it's just it's...
Location.
We have a phone call from Corey who has a comment. Corey, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Yeah, Georgia is not even in the conversation as a blue blood. You need more than one national title. I mean, come on. There's got to be like some kind of
light blue
criteria, right?
Light blue.
Not blue. But blue blood means old money, right? I mean, blue blood means like Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Warren Buffett. They can't be blue bloods. These are the richest, most dynamic billionaires in America and the world. They can't be blue bloods. So that's like Clemson, LSU. Yeah, they're like at the top of the game. Doesn't matter. They haven't been around long enough. Vanderbilt, Carnegie, Morgan, Rockefeller, that's blue blood. Doesn't matter if they have less money than Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos now. So that's where, like Schaefer said, LSU, you go back to the 90s, LSU was a middling program. Mm-hmm. So to me, I think the tough part is like Miami, Florida State, Florida. Miami and Florida State, that started in the 80s. So how far back do you go? I don't know. But Georgia, no way. LSU,
come on.
Clemson, too soon. So that's how I look at it. Blue blood, old money.
Thanks, Corey. There's a difference between great job and potential to have success right now. Like, if you go to Georgia and be the head coach right now, chances are you're going to be in pretty good shape. And historically, what these programs have meant to the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia just hasn't been that significant.
Oh, Vince Dooley would disagree completely.
I have another program that's a lightning rod.
Okay.
Auburn.
No, yeah. Close. Ooh, that's a tough one.
So much history.
Really liked blue.
So much history.
They have some blue, though.
You want to talk about coaches that have had success, but it's inexplicable that...
Yeah, yes. That's a great example.
I mean, you have everything from Gus Malzahn basically being a Kelvin Benjamin catch away from winning a national title.
Yeah.
Gene Chizik won a national title.
Yeah, he did.
Tommy Tuberville.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so Auburn, I think, is the weirdest classifying... Because I don't think they're a blue blood.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they're that far removed from LSU.
They're a little bit dependent on what happens around them,
They're not the enforcer.
Schaefer's got me convinced that LSU maybe isn't blue at all.
Simple, how many blue bloods do you have?
Well, there's shades of blue. The bluest.
There's
of
no
blue.
Shades of blue.
This is going to be the shades best. Of blue. Coach
there are no shades of blue.
Shades.
You're either blue or you're not.
No.
I can picture
no,
this.
No, you there's can't
no
do
shades.
That.
No,
somebody
there's
make
no shades.
Movie poster.
No, you're either blue.
No,
blue.
You're either blue or you're not.
No,
Sipple
no.
is yes. going to call someone from the Nebraska Art Department and talk about shades of blue.
Yeah.
And then he's going to have like all these different out. Shades and list which programs fit under them.
No,
you're either a blue blood or you're an extremely successful program.
Enrique.
Rico is bringing it over there.
50 That's Shades okay. of Blue starring
Steve. You will agree no. that the top
you
five.
Got the
we, yeah. we agree.
I don't disagree with your top five.
Well, thank you.
No.
Can you name?
I mean, we got a T-shirt.
Notre
idea
Dame,
now,
USC.
Notre Dame. No, yes, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, USC.
Oklahoma, Alabama,
Ohio State,
and the Ohio
He's
State.
He's listening to four.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. No, that, I agree with that.
Okay. There's other blue bloods though.
There are. Yes.
Lighter shades of blue.
They're just blue bloods. Those are the best,
okay.
but they are just blue blood.
Who else do you have?
I don't disagree that they're shade simple.
Thank
I'm,
you.
I'm kind of with you on that. Thank but there seems to be a.
But
lot
I'm not
of them.
Putting I'm not putting Auburn as a blue blood. I'm not.
Yeah.
Auburn is a Auburn is a great program with a very rich history. They are not a blue blood.
Now I still consider Nebraska a blue blood.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Rico.
Lighter shade.
We gotta get out of here.
It's time for the 2-minute drill.
I can read that jump
red
song.
Step, red 7, red 7, hot rock, down, set, hut.
Who has the better chance at the upset tomorrow, Alabama against Georgia or Iowa against Michigan?
Ooh, God, that's a great question. That's a really
that's
good
why I asked it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Iowa.
Better chance?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
if Pepper is deep in thought
if
here.
If Cade McNamara has like a Happer. Bad day against Iowa's defense,
yeah.
and they can just make Michigan hang around in the teens,
yeah.
like I could see that happen.
I think it's Iowa as well.
Roll Tide.
So you think Iowa has Alabama's got a better chance.
Yeah, okay.
Pepper, you're deep in thought here.
Iowa.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Three Iowas.
I don't expect either to pull the upset off.
I really don't either.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Happer and Schaefer is next for Steve Sipple. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.